T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
And off and running on this Friday evening, on this Saturday morning, on this Halloween 2025. How's everyone feeling tonight? Welcome in. Gordon Damer with you for the next 5 hours until 5 a.m. Five big hours to chop it up, as the kids say. 888-808-1019, the number to get involved. You can find me on Twitter, at Gordon Damer. And do we have enough to discuss over these next 5 hours? We get a World Series heading to Game 7, thanks to Addison Barger. Don't know exactly where he was going. Don't know if he knows where he was going, but we got a Game 7 between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. We got the Knicks suddenly have lost three in a row. Is it too early to panic on the Knicks season? And already a big Week 9 in the NFL. And, you know, this might be the best week of the NFL, of the regular season anyway. This thing kind of builds over time. But the reason why this might be the best week in the regular season, this week we don't have to watch the Jets. Come on. You got a win last week. Go out on a high note. We get a week reprieve from watching the Jets. Oh, thank God. We need a reprieve for a week. But lots of conversations about the other football team in town, the New York Giants. Giants and the 49ers this week, and certainly want to hear from you at 888-808-1019. And let's be honest. Giants reeling a little bit, right? It's been now 2 weeks since that loss to the Broncos that I still can't figure out how they lost to the Broncos, and I watched them lose to the Broncos. Last week, some controversial calls, lose to the Eagles, and now here comes a banged-up 49ers team coming to town. And let's put this out there. This is not a must-win game for the Giants. I'm not going to tell you they have to go win this game. But if we're all in agreement that Brian Daboll has to win some games in order to keep his job beyond this year, well, then that kind of makes this game win eligible. Like, it's not a must win, but you're starting to run out of time, and suddenly there is going to be nothing but must wins. Again, it's already week nine. We know how fast the NFL regular season flies by, and here we are headed to week nine, and the Giants have two wins. Two wins on the season. Now, there's reason for optimism. There's reason for excitement. I'm not going to tell you it's just the same old Giants who have been, let's be honest, unwatchable the last couple of years before this year. It seems like they've got the quarterback in Jackson Dart. It seems like things are have maybe turned the corner a little bit. But this idea that I keep hearing, that Brian Daboll is already safe, that he doesn't have to worry about his job. Well, the Giants will win some games. Yes, but they have to go and win those games. He hasn't won them as of yet. And if you're going to tell me that Brian Daboll is safe, how can that possibly be? Brian Daboll and the Giants have two wins, and he's safe, but Aaron Glenn has one win, and everybody wants to run him out of town, even though he's in year one, and Dable's in year four. You have to win games in the NFL. It's good to have excitement. It's good to have hope. It's good to have faith. But at some point, we got to see some hard numbers. And the only hard numbers that matter at this point are the wins and the losses. The Giants can't go 3-14. They can't go 4-13 and keep your job. As it is right now, when I say to you, who's the worst head coach you've ever seen in your life? Who's the person that comes to mind when I say, who's the worst head coach? When you're making a joke and you're looking for the punchline of a head coach in the NFL, is it Adam Gase? Is it Robert Saleh? Is it Rich Kotite? Whoever it is, that coach almost certainly has a better coaching record than Brian Daboll. All those people I just mentioned all have a better coaching record than Brian Daboll. So it's wonderful that it seems like he has found the quarterback. I would think that that would mean, hey, if we got the quarterback for sure and you're the coach of the team, that should lead to some wins at this point. And if it doesn't lead to wins this year, it's kind of hard to make the argument he deserves to stay beyond this year. Because even this year, with him as the head coach, they should have won more games than they have. Again, they've got two wins. Two. You have to win some games. You've got basically half a season to get this pointed in the right direction. A replay of the first half is not going to get it done. Four wins is not enough to keep your job. Three wins is not enough to keep your job. Five wins might not be enough to keep your job. We got to see some real hard numbers for a change from the Giants. I don't have faith or belief in anyone regarding the Giants at this point. I got to see some evidence. I want it proven to me. And it's great that Brian Daboll found Jackson Dart. It's great that he helped develop Josh. He's got his Josh Allen finally. I don't know. Seems like Josh Allen would be just fine. Josh Allen has not had Brian Daboll in 4 years. It does not seem like it has held him back at any point. And I get the argument that people are going to make that, well, you know, as long as they don't fall off the map here, Giant ownership is not going to want to break up this duo. They've got a good thing going, and he found the quarterback finally, and now things are pointed in the right direction. When does the winning start? When do we start to get to see some wins out of this? Because I would figure, hey, if you got the quarterback now, the wins should follow. We've had to live through the last couple of years where, again, the Giants were unwatchable, especially on offense. You don't get to just wipe that away because now all of a sudden you got the quarterback. You got to go start winning some games now because you've got the quarterback. You got to win some games. And I can understand people that say, you know, the Maras are not going to want to break this up. They're not going to go out and pick a new head coach when they got a head coach and the coach and the quarterback seem to be on the same page together. I don't know. The fact that the Giants ownership doesn't want to do something, I feel like that's more evidence in my case of maybe they should do something. It's not like they've had a lot of good decisions made and their judgment has been quite questionable over the last few years. So just because they don't want to change the head coach, that might be the best evidence yet that they should change the head coach.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The fact that the Giants don't want to do it might be the reason to do it. It's like that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Of course this doesn't feel right. What feels right to you doesn't work. You got to try some wrong, dog. And I would agree, yes, the tie goes to the runner. If the Giants go out there and win some games and look respectable and the quarterback looks the part, yes. But the quarterbacks looked the part so far, and they still have not that they've lost winnable games. You can't tell me that you're going to go 3-14 or 4-13 and bring back the coach who, again, has one of the worst coaching resumes so far. You have to see some hard evidence that this is actually pointed in the right direction. I don't believe in faith. I believe in hard numbers. And while the Giants have done a lot of things wrong over the last few years, being impatient on the head coach has not been one of them. Show me the head coach that the Giants got rid of too quickly. It wasn't Joe Judge. It wasn't Pat Shurmur. It wasn't Ben McAdoo. I would even make the argument that you can go back even further than that. Patience is great, but patience requires some evidence. And as of right now, as we sit here on Halloween 2025, heading into week 9 of the NFL season, there has not been nearly enough evidence so far that Brian Daboll deserves to keep his job beyond this year. It's great that he found a quarterback. That's not his only job. And I would think that now that the quarterback is in place, the job would be more appealing to other coaches. And also, if you're telling me that Brian Daboll is the one reason why Jackson Dart is having the success that he's having, I don't buy that. But if you want to go down that road, well, then what you're saying is that kind of like Jackson Dart is kind of a system guy that's just being propped up by a head coach who has just not been a very good head coach so far in Brian Daboll. Again, run through the numbers. Just about every head coach that you can think of that's a punchline of a head coach in terms of wins and losses, guys who have had more than just 1 year, Cam Cameron, with Miami, who had 1 year and won one game. I'm talking about guys who got an actual shot. Brian Daboll's record is as bad or worse than all of them. So you got to start to see some actual wins. And when we look at the schedule, I'm not saying that this is a must-win game or this is your last chance to get some wins. But if you can't go out there against a banged-up Niners team at home and get a win, where are these wins coming from? After the Niners, you get the Bears in Chicago. Okay, that would seem like it should be a winnable game, but a road game against a Bears team that's probably looking at the Giants the same way the Giants are looking at the Bears. After that, they get the Packers. You win in that game if you're not winning the Niner game? After that, they go travel to Detroit for the Lions. After that, they go to New England to face the Patriots. Third road game in 4 weeks. They get the Commanders and the Vikings and the Raiders. Okay, there's a couple. You're going to win all three of those games to get to 5 wins? It's not must-win games just yet, but we're getting down to the short strokes. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, and it's time that the Giants start winning some games. So against the Niners team that's banged up, is no great shakes. What are they, 5-3 on the season so far? Playing with a backup quarterback, a ton of injuries on defense, don't get after the quarterback very well because their pass rush is so banged up. It's time for the Giants to go out there and get a win. They're slight underdogs at home. This is a very winnable game. When you look at the landscape of what the Giants are facing the rest of the season from this point forward and are looking to plot ways, what's the path to victory for Brian Daboll to keep his job beyond this year? It feels like that the Niners game is a swing state. And if they're able to win this game, you're going to start to feel a whole lot better about things. You're going to look at the rest of the schedule and say, okay, beat the Niners at home. We can get a few more wins. We can get to our 6 wins. We can get to our 7 wins. And the outlook for the Giants moving forward after this season, after getting Jackson Dart in there and getting him some experience and maybe getting Cam Scataboo back next year and getting Malik Nabers back next year and adding some pieces on offense, things will start to look a whole lot better. But if you go out this week and you're not able to beat the Niners at home, find me the path to victory. Election day's right around the corner. Find me the path to victory for the New York Giants moving forward when there's a bunch of games on there that I can say are automatic L's. I don't know that there's that many that I would say are automatic W's.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.